Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Pitti Engineering's conference call to discuss the acquisition of Dakshin Foundry Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. For a list of such considerations, please refer to the earnings presentation. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Akshay Pitti. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and welcome to everyone for the conference call to discuss the acquisition of Dakshin Foundry Private Limited. Pitti Engineering Limited has acquired 100% share capital of Dakshin Foundry Private Limited at an equity valuation of 153.12 crores. The cost of acquisition comprises the business value and working capital of Dakshin Foundry as on June 30, 2024. Dakshin Foundry is a debt-free company and has a positive cash and bank balance of 42.71 crores as on 30th June 2024. They have funded this transaction by utilizing part of the general corporate purpose portion of the QIP funds amounting to 76.63 crores and the remaining 76.49 crores being funded from our existing cash and bank balances. Dakshin Foundry is engaged in the manufacture of high-quality grey iron and ductile iron casting, value-added services like machining and pattern making. Dakshin Foundry's manufacturing facilities are located in Hoskote, Bangalore. Dakshin Foundry has an installed capacity of 4,200 tons per annum. It is renowned and award-winning foundry known in the market for the development of casting with critical geometry, exacting surface finish requirements, and stringent quality requirements. The main end use of their products are in railway, metro, and power generation sectors. Its customers include the likes of Medha, Voith, Siemens Mobility, SKF, Bombardier, Alstom, amongst others. It has the distinction of being one of the few foundries to have Daiban approval. In FY24, the sales volume in the company was 2,939 tons at a blended revenue of 2,41,000 per ton. It reported revenue from operations of 70.89 crores. The company also reported an EBITDA of 18.63 crores, which is 63,300 per ton. Other income for the period, mostly comprising of interest on loans and deposits, was 4 crores. PBT stood at 21.20 crores and PAT was 16 crores. The transaction is EPS and value accretive. The acquisition will enhance our technical capabilities and bring economies of scale in our supply chain. It will also add to the portfolio of our machine components business. I would now like to open the floor for the Q&A session.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. You may please press star and one to ask questions. The first question is from the line of Pratik from Art Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Just wanted to understand as to what is the realized EBITDA per ton?
Per ton is 63,000 per ton.
63,000 per ton?
Yes.
Okay. And the capacity is 4,200 ton?
Yes.
And what is the, utilization level, capacity utilization level?
See, currently they are at about 75% capacity utilization. Optimum utilization is 80%.
75 is the current and optimum is 80. And you mentioned some of the clients for which Dakshin was working. Can you just repeat the same?
So, majority of their sales are to Medha Servo, which is the company manufacturing the train 18 Vande Bharat trains. Apart from that, they have exports to Siemens Mobility in Germany and Spain. They also supply to Voith for their locomotive division, SKF, Alstom and Bombardier.
Bombardier?
Yes. 80 to 90% of their sales would be from the railway segment and energy segment. 10% is to other segments such as compressors, off-highway vehicles, amongst others.
All right. Yeah, that's great. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sunny Vishay from Axis Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you. And congratulations, Mr. Akshay, on the acquisition. Another step forward. I just wanted to understand what are the expectations for the remaining year. Do we start consolidating from this quarter itself, at the start of this quarter? And what is the expected revenue for the year?
Yes, so for this transaction, we will start consolidation from this quarter onwards. Quarter one, we will not be consolidating, obviously, since the transaction is post-date. The expectations from this company going forward would be flattish. We would be expecting 75 odd crores of top line from the company and similar EBITDA as last year.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Ramchandra Nayak, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Actually, I hope you're able to hear my voice.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. We can hear you, but there is a background noise at your end.
Are you able to hear me better now?
Sir, please go ahead.
Right. Thank you so much. Yeah, sir, congratulations on your acquisition. I think it's a really gutsy and a bold move. I have a few questions, and I hope you can bear with me on some of my questions. My first question is, you said this is in the castings business. You already have an existing casting business that you are planning to merge into Pitti Engineering. How similar is this to your existing business?
So this is very similar to Pitti Castings, except for the size of the castings that they manufacture. In Pitti Castings, we can manufacture castings up to 4 tons, but the optimum utilization of the equipment that we have is from 200 kgs to 1.5 tons. In this foundry, the optimum range of product is from 40 kgs to 300 kgs. So this will fit very well into the product profile of the consolidated enterprise.
Okay, that's great to know. So if one were to consolidate all your businesses now together and for financial year 25, what would you expect your overall revenue to be?
See, let's break this up into individual segments. At the Bagaria Chaitra level, we are expecting revenues of about 280 odd crores for the current year based on the current market. In Dakshin Foundry, in this new acquisition, for the full year, we should be looking at about 75 crores, like I mentioned before. What part of it gets consolidated will be based on the accounting standard. We have to consolidate in our financials on a pro rata basis, on the ownership, from the date that we have taken over the ownership. Pitti Casting should add about 130 crores to the top line post-merger. And standalone, we should be in the vicinity of about 1,700 odd crores.
Can I assume that you would be costing about 2,000 crores by financial year 25?
Based on the current outlook, yes, I think that would be safe to assume.
Fantastic. Just one more question, Akshay. Thank you so much for being patient with me. You know, overall, when you look at all of this, you said this is margin accretive. So where do you expect the margin to be by, again, around financial year 25?
See, these Dakshin Foundry, if you see their client profile and the kind of complicated products that they do, we should be looking at them continuing to clock about 60 to 65,000 rupees EBITDA per ton. What is exciting about this acquisition is, like I mentioned, they have better technical capabilities than ours in their development process. And if we are able to leverage those capabilities in the Pitti casting business, it should be very, very margin accretive for us going forward.
Okay, last question. Your current acquisition, the one that you have, the Dakshin one that you've just acquired, what is the potential for you to expand its existing capacity? Because I heard you say you're already at 75% of utilization. You could go up to 80, which basically tells me that, you know, you're really chock-a-block in terms of your work. Ideally, with a growing economy, what kind of, expansion can you really get, let's say, within the next 1 or 2 years from your current acquisition?
So see, in the facilities that Dakshin is based in, there any expansion would be very difficult. They are kind of saturated. We can probably look at a peak utilization of about 3,600 tons of steel from that facility. What is interesting for us is that Pitti Castings is currently at about 55% capacity utilization, and we do have spare capacity there to grow into. So what we will be looking at going forward, starting maybe 6 to 8 months from now, is relocating products into the right location based on the geometry and criticality, and accordingly realigning the sales from the individual locations.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Akshay, and many congratulations and wishing you many more success.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dharmil Shah from Dalmus Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. My first question would be, I mean, how different this business is than our existing Pitti Casting? Because if I compare their operating margins, those are, I mean, quite different. If I just look at Pitti Casting, those would be somewhere around higher single digit. But in case of Dakshin, it's in the range of 20% around. So just wanted to understand, what is the difference between, is it the product mix or is it something else?
There are multiple factors to this. In terms of a process, there's the same process. It's a pure and no bake process. What differentiates Dakshin and Pitti Castings is that in Pitti Castings, we don't do the machining. The machining is done in Pitti Engineering, and therefore the margin on machining is recorded in Pitti Engineering books, while Dakshin does machining in their own facility as well. Secondly, if you take the product profile, they are predominantly into, like I said, railway and energy. 10% of its business do come from other segments like off-highway. Pitti Casting is actually quite diversified. Apart from railway, we have major contribution to off-highway vehicles, pumps, etc. The other segments are slightly less in terms of margin. Railway obviously contributes to a better margin profile. And thirdly, they do smaller castings, which are even more critical than what we currently do.
Understood.
And lastly, they are at about 75% capacity utilization, so the overhead absorption is much better at their end. We are currently in Pitti Casting about 55% utilization. So as the overhead absorption in Pitti Casting would improve, we so would the margin profile.
Got it. And are there any plans to relocate this facility near to somewhere around Bagadia Chaitra's plant, or will it be operating from the same plant where it is now?
So we have no plans to relocate this as of now to any other location. This foundry is a little challenging industry in terms of environmental clearances. And since the facility already has all those approvals in place, it would be currently not wise to disturb any of those approvals.
Got it. And if we combine Pitti Castings capacity and the chain foundries, that would be somewhere around 26,000. Is this guess right? Or?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So about 20,000 would be our capacity on a consolidated basis with the casting and Dakshin. And if you see pro forma, we did about 8,000 tons last year in Pitti Casting, and Dakshin did about 3,000 tons.
Got it. And how much does this, I mean, cater to our casting demand for our Mukher business?
So see, they already supply directly to the end consumer. Luckily, most of the customers are common, like Alstom, Bombardier, Medha. So it will help us further cement our relationship in the machining and lamination side of the business with this acquisition.
Got it. Yeah, that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Chintan Modi from Haitong Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Akshay, congratulations and thank you for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand, like, if you look at FY24 margins for Dakshin has been very high compared to FY23. What has changed in that 1 year, if you could help to understand?
In terms of EBITDA, I don't think they are very dissimilar on a per ton basis, if you just go back. What is different is definitely the other income. They have significant bank and cash deposits, so those have, you know, kind of increased their PAT margins. But on EBITDA, I think they are pretty much similar to FY23.
EBITDA per ton is similar, is what you are seeing.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And can you share, like, how old this facility would be?
So this company was established in 2004. I think, if my memory serves me right, they went into operation in 2005 itself. So it would be a 19-year-old facility.
Okay. And do you expect any additional cost to be incurred to, you know, upgrade the facility?
No, none. As of now, there is no further capex planned in Dakshin Foundry location, barring, you know, the operational capex at 40-50 lakhs, which they are already doing on an ongoing basis. It's a very, very well maintained foundry, and its equipment is absolutely cutting edge. They have consistently reinvested and upgraded their equipment and processes throughout the tenure of the factory.
Okay. Okay. Got it. That's it from my end. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Madhav Agarwal from SG Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to confirm, when you were giving the revenue guidance for all the entities, so Bagadia was 280, Dakshin was 75, Castings was 130. And can you confirm for Pitti Engineering?
Sorry, my bad. I think I need to make a correction here. Pitti Casting would be 50 crores addition to the top line. What I was trying to say, I think I skipped, is 130 out of the 180 crores of the revenue is to Pitti Engineering. So when we consolidate, only 50 crores will get added to the top line. So if I can go back to it, Bagadia would be 280 net addition. Dakshin would be 75 net addition. Pitti Casting would be 50 crores net addition. And Pitti Engineering, based on current outlook, is about 1700.
Thank you. And so the second question I wanted to ask, will Dakshin also enjoy the pass-on model of raw material prices?
Oh, yes, of course. That's an industry standard in our customer profile. All the customers have that as a standard.
Got it. And for the 80 to 90% sales, you said, are coming from the railway and one other segment you mentioned?
Energy segment. So they make certain castings for gas turbine and steam turbine gearboxes and their housings, and some on the turbocharger parts.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Abhijit Mitra from Ioneos Alpha. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. So just to sort of understand the margin profile a bit more, I mean, you guided for the revenues. Can you sort of take us through the expected margins of these individual businesses in the medium term and in the long term?
So on Bagadia Chaitra, I think I'm more comfortable giving you exit guidance for quarter four. As the synergy benefits start accruing, by quarter four, we should be at about 18,000 EBITDA per ton in that entity. In terms of Dakshin, like I said, we expect the same EBITDA to continue per ton basis. Operating leverage would be similar, 3,300 tons. In Pitti Casting, once you consolidate it, it should add about 20-25 crores to our EBITDA in Pitti Engineering.
Got it, got it. And what would be the consolidated net debt after after the merger?
So the consolidated net debt would not change much. Even today, if you see, Dakshin and Bagadia already WSS, so we are already consolidating that. Pitti Casting should add about 15 crores to the net debt at max.
Dakshin's acquisition will take away either cash or add debt to the consolidated number, right? So the net debt should increase.
So you're asking what is going to be the net debt post the transaction or on a consol basis? Consol wise, Dakshin will already be consolidating. Post a transaction.
Yes.
Okay. Just give me 1 second. I think pre-transaction, our net debt was about 250. The transaction would have taken it to 400, and then you have about 40 crores cash on their books. So you'll have to minus that. So about 360 should be the net debt.
Okay. Got it. Got it. But your balance sheet net debt FY24 end was a bit higher, right? Your balance sheet net debt as you know, reported on FY24 end was 427 crores, if I can sort of see.
So see, post that we have a event where we bought Bagadia Chaitra, then we have the fundraise, then we have working capital changes, and then we have the acquisition of Dakshin, and then the cash on Dakshin's book.
Got it. So 427 has eventually or will eventually become 350, you know.
It should be around that as on date.
Got it. Understood. Thanks. That's all.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Umesh Jain from Kotak. Please go ahead.
Hi, Akshay. Congrats on the successful acquisition.
Sir, I'm sorry to interrupt. Your audio is not clear. Kindly use your handset. Mr. Jain.
Hi, is it better?
Yes, much better.
Congrats, sir, for the successful acquisition. My question is on the synergies which we will have from this acquisition. Can you throw some light on whether this will open up a new different segment for us, or this will help in terms of the backward integration? One, you talked about the major client, which we also currently cater to, but will it open new categories of products for us as well as the backward integration?
So the synergy benefits, Umesh, will come from a couple of points. One, in terms of product range, although we can manufacture castings as low as 20 kgs, it's not efficient to manufacture in our facility. With this acquisition, the product range from 40 kgs to 250, 300 kgs becomes very efficient to manufacture, given that they are specializing in smaller castings and their equipment is tailored to make such castings. Second, it will help us further consolidate with the vendors. They do on the metro rail and passenger rail side. We are dominant on the freight rail side, while the customer does both. So, for example, Alstom, they have a metro division and a freight rail division and a passenger rail division. So it will help us consolidate our business with our customer and make us more critical to their supply chain. Thirdly, I have no hesitation in admitting, I believe they have better technical capabilities than us because they make smaller and more critical castings. If we are able to utilize those development skills for our products, we'll get more efficient and therefore increase our margins in our casting business. And lastly, it will help us in our machining. Because if you see their product or the sales breakup, they are about 30% machine and 70% raw. And whatever is a raw casting is up for machining. It will feed our machining business.
So is it fair to assume that this will help us fast track our growth journey in the PT Engineering standalone business?
Definitely.
Sure. And lastly, on the order book, while you talked about your revenue growth guidance for FY25, can you share numbers in terms of the volume order book?
In terms of forecast and order book all combined, we are seeing the sales for the current year at about 48,000 in PT Engineering and 18,000 in Bagadia Chaitra.
48,000 in PT and 18,000 in Bagadia and Chaitra.
Yeah, about 64 on a consolidated basis.
Sure. And in terms of the casting business?
Casting side, we should be doing about 9,000 in PT Engineering and the 3,300 around that in Dakshin, based on the current outlook. About 12,500 on a consolidated basis.
Sure. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanjeev Zarbade from Dream Ladder. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I hope I'm audible. Hello.
Yes, sir. Please proceed.
So my first question is regarding what are the new segments you will be serving from the Dakshin facility?
So, per se, there would be no new segment. For example, we say railway and metro rail. So they are specializing in metro rail. We are specializing in passenger and freight. So in terms of segment, it's still the same. But in the sub-segment wise, we will be getting a higher exposure to the metro rail and passenger rail business. What we'll be adding, I think it would be on the steam turbine and gas turbine parts and the gear cases for those. Those are things we currently don't do in Pitti Casting.
Okay. And sir, what would be the, by how much would be the capacity expandable from the current level of 4200 metric tons?
So that facility is saturated in terms of land building and the pollution permits that they have. Our idea is to make that specializing in smaller and more critical casting, which is what the equipment there is actually geared up to do. And all the medium and large size castings and which are less critical in nature, move them to Pitti Casting facility eventually, as we have surplus capacity here.
Okay. Okay, sir. That's it for my second.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Ram Chandra Nayak, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you again. I hope you're able to hear me. Actually, a quick
yes.
question again is about the recent budget. There was this, the finance minister announced that for MSMEs and employers, when you hire people, there's going to be some benefit.
I'm sorry, I can't actually understand anything you're saying. It's very, very muffled, your voice.
Are you able to hear me clearly now?
Yeah.
Okay. My question to you was, in the recent
I'm sorry
budget...
sorry to interrupt. There is a background noise from your end. Can you move to a quieter place and just ask your question? Because we are not able to hear you clearly.
I'm going to try that.
Okay, sir. Please.
Are you able to hear me better now?
Yes, sir. Please continue.
Okay. My question was, in the recent budget, the Honorable Finance Minister had announced about some benefits that employers would get, you know, when you hire new people. Would Pitti be making any use of this benefit or whatever was announced by the finance minister?
So as of now, we've not evaluated this. We will evaluate and take the benefit if it's accruable to us in a sustainable manner.
Sure. Thanks so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Het Choksi from Devin Choksi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Akshayji, congratulations for a fantastic acquisition and best wishes for the integration and the journey ahead. It just demonstrates the skills you have and the vision you see, to see Pitti Engineering transform into a core critical engineering company. So keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Yeah, Akshay, so basically this question was mainly related to the entire logistics around the entire plants which you have acquired. Considering
yeah.
the fact that your main plants are based in Hyderabad and Aurangabad, and this plant
yeah.
is based in Bangalore, and the fact that now you are saying that because of the capacity you have in Pitti Castings, where you can do more medium and large scale casting, how easy would it be to drive up the capacity utilization there, and within the and how much time would it take for you to move the business out of Dakshin for the medium and large size castings to Pitti Castings? That was the first question. And how will this lead to better product development? As I understand, this acquisition actually gives you the fillip to develop more niche and core critical products because of the technical abilities that Dakshin possesses. So how well will you be able to manage the product development cycle and delivery cycle as far as the medium and large size castings are concerned?
Yeah, so like you said, the facilities that Pitti Engineering traditionally owns are in Aurangabad and Hyderabad. If you see both the acquisitions, they are catered and centered towards Bangalore. So you're very cognizant of the fact that we don't want to spread ourselves too thin in terms of management bandwidth. The good thing is that in Chaitra, Bagaria Chaitra, Chaitra Sundaresh has joined us as a full-time CEO. So handling the logistics and business of that entity in Bangalore will not be very difficult for us. As far as the integration of Dakshin Foundry is concerned, see, we will eventually and slowly move the products which are large and not so critical from Dakshin to Pitti Casting facility and open up capacity in Dakshin to cater to even more critical castings and therefore drive up the margins. There's no conscious plan to today shift anything. As and when we are developing those products and ramping up, we will do those needs.
So just to add on this question, what is the general product development cycle particularly for a new acquisition which you do? What is the learning time and the conversion of that learning into an application for a particular motor or a particular casting product? Because I understand this factory which you have in Dakshin has a real smart capability of doing niche metro projects and newish like train manufacturing components. So the fact that you are moving some of these medium and large size castings to Pitti will actually give you a lot of fillip to do this kind of very niche and technical products for new age trains and new age railway services.
Absolutely. So see, from the time that we start developing a product to the time that the product is developed is about 9 to 10 months, and then the customer has its own cycle time to approve the part at their end, meaning putting it into the locomotive or the metro train and approving it. As far as the developed part is concerned, moving it would not take more than 6 odd months because when the process is established, it just needs to be re-established at a new location.
Okay. So basically 6 months, what will you take to ramp up production and integrate a particular new product from Dakshin to your PT casting?
As and when we start the process, each product will take about 6 months. Maybe we can, concurrently move 3 or 4 products, not more than that.
Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you, Akshay. Happy to be great investors and happy to continue as investors in this company. So all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Dharmil Shah from Dalmus Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, Akshay. I just wanted to confirm one thing. You mentioned 30% out of the total output, 30% is machined and 70% is raw output. Is this understanding right? Or?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And
70% of sales are raw casting and 30% of the sales are in machine condition.
Got it. And any plans for increasing this in next few years? Because output you mentioned is factory is already running at optimal capability. So
yeah, so obviously on the raw casting, our first endeavor would be, and the easiest thing to start would be machining these castings and supplying to customers because they are getting it machined at some place or the other.
So any rough sense, what would the mix would be for next FY25 or FY26?
See, it's too early in the day for me to make a firm comment on that. But if I was to guess, it would be that, say, in a year or year and a half's time, we should be at a rate of about 50% machine and 50% raw.
Okay. And
then we, take it from there. Because if we have to, again, increase the machining, we would also have to add capacity in Pitti Engineering. We are also, kind of running neck to neck on our machining capacity.
Right. And at 50-50 mix for machining and raw business, what would be the EBITDA per ton in the Dakshin Foundry business?
See, EBITDA per ton, again, it's too early for me to, make a statement on that. I need to understand that business a little more. What I can tell you is that if you take the machining and raw casting is typically sold at about 200 rupees a kg, average sale realization, and machining is typically sold at around 330-340 rupees a kg.
Okay.
So, from there we can kind of work out the kind of value that will happen because of machine.
Understood. And lastly, is the senior management in Dakshin going to remain same or will, how are you going to?
We have a professional MD, Mr. Vishwajit Banerjee. His current employment agreement is the 31st March. We will be at appropriate time looking to renew that. Other than that, he has a second level team of the senior professionals. As of now, all of them are going to continue with us in the consolidated enterprise.
Got it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that they may press star and one to ask questions. As there are no further questions, ladies and gentlemen, we have reached the end of the question and answer session. And on behalf of Pitti Engineering, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining the call. For further queries or visiting the plant, please be in touch with Mr. Rama Naidu from Intellect PR on 9920209623. I repeat, 9920209623. Thank you for joining us and have a wonderful day. Thank you.